Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5. 90.4.
I love stuff like this. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It's decision time.
I know.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Chet Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
God, if we're uneasy about this, how are you feeling?
My heart is just like
Lil
going really,
Jess.
Really fast.
Jess.
It's the most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
That's the one. That's the line right there. That's the line. What is it?
The most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Yeah, man. I feel we should go back to overusing the other music. I use this for everything now. It started out being negative political ads. Now it's just turned. We need, you know what? Can we put this on the list for post show?
Okay.
Is that we need more intense music.
All right. You guys
got
it.
We need different intense music. Say it again, Kevin.
It's the most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Damn right it is.
Say dramatic or traumatic?
Well, as we continue, it is the finals of the... Can we take that seriously? The finals of The Masked Lover. Three gentlemen have worked their way to this point. Steve.
I don't just want to know about any secrets.
That's right. No, we don't want all the secrets.
Special.
Alex has made it to the finals. What?
Oh.
Thank you. Mike has made it to the finals. Now, if you remember earlier, Steve is just an all-around really good dude.
Yes.
P1 of the show. Working man. Works for a trucking company.
Yeah.
Yep.
Helps make this city go. We like Steve a lot, and he really struck a chord with Lil Jess last Friday. Got her to ring the bell with this.
Well, it's hard to say exactly what my idea is because I really, it's important to me to co-share what both people enjoy doing.
Yeah, what was your idea of a great night out or something like that? You know.
Yeah.
And he used co-share. And oh my God.
Lil Jess got hot.
Yeah, dude, Lil Jess was just kind of like, she was listening. He said co-share. She sat up straight and her eyes, like cartoon character. It was awesome. So, should we start with Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just take them in order. It's the big moment.
Run.
Steve, how are you, brother?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
One question and one question only. By the way, Alex and Mike are sequestered. They cannot hear this.
The jury's sequestered?
Yes.
All right.
No, the jury is listening. The other contestants are sequestered.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Let's see if you'll get an opportunity to get sequestered with Lil Jess. Oh.
All right.
It's nice. The hottest use of sequestered I've ever heard.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate that. I worked hard on it. Got it at Target. It's real nice. Okay, one question. Here it is, Lil Jess.
All right. What's your ideal Valentine's Day date?
Did you hear her? Oh, you couldn't hear her.
No, sir.
That's all right. Ask it one more time.
What's your ideal Valentine's Day date?
Ideal Valentine's Day would probably be doing something, you know, a little bit slower pace. Maybe if the weather was nice like it was yesterday, doing something outside or doing something at home because, you know, it's Las Vegas. There's a lot of people like to offer Valentine's Day. So, I mean, who really wants to get caught up in all the fancy places to eat and whatnot? Because I'm the type of person of, you know, you go the day after Valentine's Day, you don't have to wait an hour and a half to get a seat and get bad service somewhere.
That's why we're going tonight. That's why we're doing it tonight.
Let's do it.
That's our boy Steve.
Woo-hoo.
Our boy Steve. Nice job.
Good job, buddy.
I'm a little disappointed at the absence of the use of kosher. Yeah, he was really on to something. I think if he did, like, to kosher responsibilities for the ideal Valentine's Day. Then there was Alex. I like Alex a lot as well. You may remember him.
I don't know. Maybe this is too simple, but I'm very proud of myself for being the first in my family to finish college.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was what got us.
Such a good moment.
In all honesty, I was having, and nothing personal, Alex, I was having trouble remembering. And then we got that line, and then I went, I love this guy.
There's something so sweet about Alex. I just love it. Like, there's something sexy. I don't know why in that.
Would you say erotic?
Well, the idea that he's like, my proudest moment is finishing college. Like, I'm like, that's hot, actually.
The joke to that is that earlier this morning, way back at like 6 o'clock, we were talking about something rather just, you know, not that big a deal, not that over the top. And Kayla busts out with the use of erotic, and it skeeved all of us out. And we immediately checked to see if she still had pants on. Because it was like...
I did, just to clarify, there were still pants on, so...
Yeah. Leather drawers and fishnets. Oh. And like, jeez, dude, put the riding crop away. Settle down. It's not that serious. So, Alex, you have been sequestered. You've not heard anything yet. We've heard Steve's answer. We're going to ask you the same... Well, I mean Lil Jess. We'll ask you the same question. One question only for all the marbles.
What's your ideal Valentine's Day date?
Well, just keep it simple, I guess. Maybe just dinner at home, a little bit of Netflix and chill, and just go from there.
Oh.
Okay. Somebody's reaching high.
Yeah, but you like that.
You do. You like a man in charge.
Like,
so the
you
idea
like
that.
Yeah.
I do want a man in charge because I've never had that before. So I'm willing to give up control.
Are you a man in charge,
around.
Alex?
Oh, definitely.
Ooh.
And I love that he values education, too. So.
And I love that he lowered his voice, put a little sex on it. You put a little sex on his voice.
Would you Netflix and chill for Valentine's Day?
Okay, so that has a very strong meaning. So not on the first date.
But, yeah.
So Netflix.
No chill.
And hand-holding.
Not this time around. Gotta do things differently.
Maybe not a full-on chill, but, you know, maybe.
Maybe, like, heavy petting. Maybe a big make-out session.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know. I'm like, everything above clothing.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like over the sweater.
Yeah, over the sweater, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to be very exciting for you.
Don't answer that. Yeah, don't answer that. Don't answer that. All right. And then number three.
Thanks, Mike. Alex.
Mike, everybody got worked up about Mike because he was talking about how he's 6'5", and we went, whoa.
Yeah.
Now we got, now for the record, how tall was Steve? Do you remember?
Steve is 6'3", Alex is 5'10".
So Steve is tall.
Yeah.
Alex, though. I like where Alex has gone.
Confidence.
And then there's Mike, all 6'5" of him.
I think just making sure you're communicating everything like clearly and always like fully listening.
I think going into this, wasn't Mike your choice?
No, Steve was my choice.
Steve's your choice.
Yeah. But I've kind of switched gears now. Nothing against Steve, just that Alex thing was like.
Well, let's give Mike a shot. Okay, we'll bring him in so he can hear. All right, Mike has been sequestered, so he hasn't heard the other two. Mike, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. Yeah, you had Kayla all worked up yesterday.
Sorry, Mike. It was very nice, so.
Yeah, buddy. No, her boyfriend sent me a text. Said, what'd you guys do to her today? So, there is one question, one remaining question that we haven't asked. Little Jess?
What is your ideal Valentine's Day date?
I figure just keep it simple. There's this place I like to go on Sunrise Mountain just outside the city and do a little stargazing, maybe have some dessert like chocolate-covered strawberries or something. Just keep it nice and chill and, just look at the awesome nature that we have outside the city.
Dang, I want to date this dude.
He's going to feed you chocolate-covered strawberries on the mountainside? Like, I don't know. Sounds dirty. But, like, not like that kind of dirty. Like, it sounds just, dirty.
Can I have all three?
No. Well, what you do on your own time outside of the show.
That's true.
But for the purposes of this, by the way, can I have all three all at once, or shall we schedule them?
Schedule them.
8 to 8:15.
We have a decision to make. Well, by we, I mean her.
Yeah.
Steve, Alex, or Mike? Give you two songs? Can you do it in 6 minutes?
I can do it in 6 minutes.
I'm going to check with you in three, and we'll see how it is.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Now, we've given her the option. Given her the option to wait one more song. Lil Jess,
tell me a secret.
Have you, and again, no pressure. This is a simple. This is a simple. Yes, I have, or I need more time. Lil Jess, have you come to a decision? Listen to Barry White. Listen to Barry. Let him be your guy. Whoever this guy is playing the saxophone. Oh, that's me. I forgot.
Yeah.
Never had a lesson.
No.
Picked it
but
up
you
naturally.
Do. Man. I don't. You're like the whisper.
I can feel that from my loins. You know what I mean? I went deep. So deep.
And even though you're playing it wrong, it still sounds good.
Yeah, the wrong end.
Yeah. But amazing.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
No.
I'll show you. can you make a decision right now?
Get a little bit more time.
I know. I knew it. Yeah. And I know what your problem is here. I know it because everything's pointing one direction and you're thinking about going another, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I hate to be all inside on this. And I'll tell you, well, after we're done, we'll post game show it. But okay. I'm telling you, who I think she wants to pick, but who she's gonna pick.
Okay.
I'm almost positive. In fact, right now, write down who you think she's going to, who you think she wants to pick and who you think she's going to pick.
Okay. Right?
Does that make sense? And they can be the same guy.
Yeah.
All right. 3.5 minutes. That's all you got. You got to do it. We need a decision.
It's too much pressure.
It's only potentially the rest of your life. All right, right after Charlie Puth.
On air. Online. On the app. Check out the Chet Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
For those of you who have been waiting for Spence's challenge, please hold. Your participation is very important to us. We'll be with you momentarily. Once again, those of you who are waiting for Spence's challenge, you know, with the virtual $1,250 that you could win and the Justin Timberlake tickets, please hold. We'll be with you momentarily. Because we got to figure out what Lil Jess is going to
do. Oh, my God.
Decision time.
Ooh, the pressure.
Steve, who we love.
Tell me a secret.
Steve, who we love.
And we do love Steve.
I don't just want to know about any secret of yours.
Yeah, you really do want all of them, don't you?
Yes, can I please?
Well, that's again, what you do in your own time, just when...
It's so greedy.
At some point, you know, where the company's oversight ends.
Right.
Yeah.
You have their phone numbers, I would assume, because you're the producer of this show.
This is bad. Steve, if this doesn't work out, but Lil Jess ends up stalking you, we had nothing to do with it. And listen, you if you feel you're in danger, call me first. You have my number. Okay?
I feel like someone's following
you. No, because I can get
Chet's your sponsor.
I'm the guy with the direct line to the company.
What makes you think he would make it to the phone fast enough?
Oh my God. You frighten me more and more every day.
I don't even think I'm in jeopardy.
Yourself.
Oh no, you can handle yourself. I worry about us.
Yeah, right?
We're in a soundproof room. Nobody can hear us. If she goes sideways on us, that's it.
They'll never hear the screams for help.
This is what I say to you. And then, honestly, everybody will be just like, oh, Chet's just screwing up again.
Yeah.
They'll come back eventually. God, hang on one second. Okay, so Steve, who we like.
Yeah.
Hardworking man. Great guy. As you can hear, great guy. Alex, first one of his family to go to college. Took charge.
Confident.
Yes, yeah.
Confident.
Like his confidence.
Yeah. Kind of gave the impression that this thing could reach the finish line.
Yeah, he's a sheriff of this town. He rules with an iron fist. Or something.
Or something. Yeah. 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 I see where you're going.
Uh-huh.
Mike, Sunrise Mountain. Looking at the stars. And I shouldn't mock. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's sweet, but that's totally, no offense, I'm just jumping to it. It's not really Jess, I don't think, little Jess. Like, it's not really you. Like, you're a little bit more tough than that. Like,
I'm a stargaze.
Yeah, I mean.
Chocolate, all right, chocolate dips, strawberries and all that. That just didn't strike me as being you, but whatever. Oh, we decided nobody even does timpani roll anymore.
No.
That's
no.
Such an old school concept.
I like it, though.
Well, do you? Because I'll just go back to the overused.
The anticipation.
Yeah, the overused music.
I got you.
I could use Avengers.
Oh.
This is intense.
The most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Ah, see? Will she pick Captain America? Iron Man.
Or Thor.
Oh, the wild card. Who's that archer guy that Jeremy Renner played? Who's that guy?
Sparrow?
See, nobody ever knows. But you might pick him. You just can't remember his name. All right, little Jess, we've stalled all we can stall. The winner of the first ever Masked Lover. Going on a date tonight, Lil Jess, where we will do our best to be inconspicuous, but you know we're not very good at that. I've literally got chills. This is kind of cool. Who's the winner?
You know, they're all really great, but I have never had a man who takes charge.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with Alex.
Yeah!
Give me my Alex.
I thought you blew it with that whole Netflix and chill thing. But then
it was perfect though.
I just thought you blew it. So what was the confidence?
It was the confidence. I don't, you know, the next Netflix and chill. Okay, but he's confident.
By the way, would you not agree? And we watched her agonize and she was asking questions. We were like, she was like, what do you guys think? Oh, which, by the way, Kayla, who did you think she was going
to pick?
I voted
for Alex.
Who, yeah, right. We weren't voting. We said, who did you think she was going to pick?
Oh, I got Alex just because I thought.
And then she did pick
him. Yeah.
And then who did you think she was going to pick?
I thought she was going to pick Mike. I thought that was going to happen.
Too sweet.
But I liked all three of them, but I thought she'd go with Mike.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I just kept going off the 6'5". That's because Jess is 6'3". That's what I kind of focused on. So I think that's where I was at. And maybe it wasn't as important to Jess as I thought.
Here's the other thing, and much love to Mike. There was a part of it to me that was just kind of BS. I was like, where do you go on Sunrise Mountain?
Yeah.
It's all like neighborhoods and stuff. You can't. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna
take the stargazing happening?
Yeah, you're gonna take an ATV.
Is the LDS church the thing still up there?
Where yeah, but they don't want you in their parking lot impregnating people. They don't want that. Well,
that's the opposite of what they
want. No, they don't want that. So yeah, I just thought, I don't know.
I got you.
And really, is that your thing?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, the thought of it. the thought of it. But I thought it was great in idea, but not in practice.
I thought it was sweet that you didn't tell him that you're allergic to strawberries.
It's very sweet. So kind.
They give me the hives. And then AI and Steve. Is Steve good dude?
Steve seems like a great dude too.
Honestly, I thought it was one and 1A and 1A minus. You know what I mean? Like all right
all
there.
Good, yeah.
In fact, tied for second even. But Alex, good for you, brother. We will see you later on tonight. Please stand by for further details. Alex. Alex is the strong silent.
Exerting his dominance over the group. Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's right. That's, you know what? The way to seem strongest in the room, be the quietest. That's what they always say. That's our boy Alex. He's the winner of the Mask Lover.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.